This episode is brought to you by Entrust Data Card, now offering a webinar series on creating more secure online interactions with your citizens while broadening the range of services that you can offer using strong identity authentication and digital signing technologies. Learn more at entrustdatacard.com. Welcome to AnvaCast, bringing news, information, and expertise to the Anva community. Here's your host, Ian Grossman. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the AnvaCast. I am joined this episode by Joe Cook, the Vice President of Government Relations for U-Haul International. Welcome to the AnvaCast, Joe.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it's our pleasure. Joe, one of the reasons we wanted to invite you and talk to you right now during the summer is, as everyone knows that has been part of the AMVA community, we've unfortunately had to cancel all of our conferences and events going back starting with March and all the way through the end of at least calendar 2020. Of course, not special to AMVA. It's pretty much what's happening everywhere. And I think as everybody talks and misses the interaction and the camaraderie of the community, we start to wax nostalgic of traditions. And I think in the AMVA world, there's probably very few traditions that are as longstanding or well intertwined as the past chairs, past president's breakfasts that U-Haul hosts at all of our events. And so we wanted to check in with you and see how you were doing and see how U-Haul is doing these days.
Well, I appreciate that. We certainly have missed the breakfast this year, being a part of the conference this year. U-Haul is from the business side, is still doing our best to move ahead and help serve the mobility needs of customers in the U.S. and Canada. And that's what we do this time of year. This is such typically a busy time of year for us. We had a little bit of a shift this year in the sense that most of the business that we would see in the summertime, at least in April, May, with college students leaving campus, shifted up to March with the evacuations from campuses across the country. So we had kind of a little bit of a flip there, and our folks responded very well. They stood tall through all this and quickly adjusted to the surge that they saw sooner than expected. And so we've just been doing our best to meet the public demand and serve customers through all of this and hang tight. But certainly from a personal side, my role within the company, yes, summertime is AMVA time, and I've missed the breakfast dearly. I've missed the in-person. Traditions are so important, and it's kind of nice to have tradition that keeps us grounded. So to have a whole cycle of breakfast and the tradition gone for a year, it's disheartening. And if you would have told me in Omaha that I wouldn't see you for a year, I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah, is that the truth? So tell us what we would have missed. Let's role play a little bit. What do you have in store for 2020? What are the giveaways, the shirts, everybody's wondering?
Gosh, you know, we would have certainly had the shirts. The newer style shirts have been really popular. The softer style shirts have been a big hit the past couple of years. This year just happens to be our 75th anniversary at U-Haul. So this is our 75 years as an organization. So I had quite a few themed things planned for around the 75-year celebration. Unfortunately, we've had to cancel our events and our celebrations, but everybody would have had a lot of 75-year swag available to them, and we had a backpack that we were going to give away this year that everybody would have had a chance to load up with goodies.
Well, we'll look forward to bringing that back for sure. You know, one of the things you do at all of those events, which is quite nice, is you take the moment to recognize the outgoing chair or president that's joining. Of course, all the past presidents or chairs that might be on the following year's dais. Two of them in particular really won't have that opportunity at all. There's a few that we've, you know, have rescheduled their lineup of events and will still have the opportunity to kind of preside over the conference. But two that really won't. One is Georgia Steel in Region 2. And the other one, of course, is our international chair of the board, Whitney Brewster, with no AIC in Austin. And with that rotation continuing, we're not going to be back in Austin anytime soon. So I just wanted to maybe give you an opportunity now to maybe share your thoughts on those two in particular, since you won't get the opportunity to talk about the two of them this year or any of the next few years.
Well, thanks for that. I just had a chance the other day to do a nice video message to Whitney as a farewell to close out her term. And of course, Whitney is just such a first-class professional and high-caliber person certainly has a lot to deal with there in the state of Texas, just given size alone. So would thank her for her service this year. I'm certain that it has been a very unique and challenging year for the international chair to navigate through these choppy waters that we've had and to quickly pivot and try to manage this virtually and certainly put out the immediate needs of the members as they deal with COVID. So nothing but the best for Whitney. Congratulations to her. Certainly disappointed that we won't be in Austin. It's such a great city, and I know she had a lot of great things planned and looking forward to seeing her in the future and congratulating her on a great year in person. And the same for Dr. Georgia Steele. Was looking forward to Atlanta. I think this will be the second time we would have made it. I would have made it through Atlanta. Rob Michael, back, I think in 2013, around that time, we had a wonderful conference there. And I know Georgia had a lot of great things planned for us and was really looking forward to being a great host. And had a lot of great, in talking with her offline, a lot of great things planned for her conference as far as items on the agenda, meeting items and breakout sessions and such. And so it's disappointing that there's so much work that people don't see that goes into putting all that together, certainly by the AMVA team and then also by Georgia and her team. And so to not have that come to fruition and just kind of have that all disappear is disappointing, I feel for her, but I know we'll see her going forward thank her for all that she's done for U-Haul and for the AMVA community.
Absolutely. You mentioned 2013. I know you've been presiding over those breakfasts now for about 5 years. But that's not when you started coming to the AMVA events. When were you first introduced to AMVA?
So my first AMVA event was San Diego International Conference 2009, right toward the end of the year. And it was a great event. I really had no idea what was going on. next thing you know, we're serving salty dogs. So I really had no clue what Pat and Velva had us into, but I quickly learned that what it was all about and the relationships that they had forged for so many years before. San Diego was my first. It's George Valverde. Mm-hmm. And then that following year is when I permanently started working with Pat in 2010, and away we went.
And how have you seen the transition of the business? I mean, the tradition is great. Everyone loves the breakfast. But, you know, in those 10 years, 11 years since the 2009 conference, what's been the changes in the U-Haul world that, you know, maybe some of us at AMVA who aren't as integrated on a daily basis may not totally be aware of?
You know, I think what customers expected 10 years ago is a lot different than what they expect today. And we've certainly tried to augment our operations to meet those demands. A big part of that has been technology. We've invested a lot as an organization over the last dozen years into our technology platform to allow customers to have different options for renting a truck. You would think renting a truck is as simple as that, and it really wouldn't change all that much. But with technology, you can certainly change the approach to how the customer has access to the equipment. We have, in COVID times now, they're referred to as contactless options, right? Sure. And so we've had momentum on contactless options for quite some time now through technology, whether it's our TruckShare 24/7 program, it's our U-Box container program, it's 24/7 access to your storage room, it's buy online, pick up in the store, or have goods shipped directly to your home. These are all things that we've been working hard on to make it easier for the customer to do business with us, and certainly things that the customer demands.
And the customers are not only adapting to that, but they're also adapting to these times. You know, you mentioned at the outset the shift, the early college move of everybody going home in March instead of getting that May bump. What do you see coming over the next 6 months? We're seeing schools making different decisions. People seem to generally be staying put, I guess, more because things, you know, schools are going virtual online. You know, not that we're at the stay-at-home orders of March, but still it's less maybe mobile than we would normally be this time of year.
We are seeing it. Yeah, no, we certainly are seeing it. It's been up and down. We've been on the roller coaster that I think a lot of retail operations have been on. Fortunately for us, early on, we were deemed an essential business. So that helped us continue to stay open and serve. Some parts of the country are doing very well for us, and others we're seeing as flat. Right now we're starting to see an uptick in college campuses going back in. Some are going online only. Some are actually, just spoke with a customer yesterday, they're heading to the University of Georgia. They're actually going to have or try to have in-person classes. So with those locations that are becoming a little bit more open, we're certainly seeing movement. But at that same time, across the board, not just with college campuses, but people are moving from homes, people are buying homes, people are moving to where jobs are, people are moving back home. They may have lost their jobs. So we're still seeing that constant need for mobility, just maybe not at the levels that we're used to seeing maybe a year ago.
How about U-Haul Corporate in Arizona? How have you all adapted to the change? Are you still operational there in headquarters? Do you have more remote working happening?
So we have more operational in the office now. Certainly back in March and April, we had a lot of people that could work from home, working from home, giving them that option to do so. Given that our field operations have never shut down and they've been going through all of this, a lot of the folks here at the home office as a show of support have been coming in since March, and myself included, just to make sure we're on deck, give them the support that they need throughout the day. So I would say at this point now, we had quite a spike up in Arizona over the last month, as I'm sure you read about. We're starting to see a trend going in the right direction. As that's ticked downward, we're seeing more people start to come back into the building here, and just kind of taking it day by day. And sure. Certainly, the one great thing about our organization is we're pretty nimble. We're family owned. We can make decisions fairly quickly, and we're able to adapt. So if things were to change in a couple of weeks, well, then we'll just adjust and deal with it as best we can.
And I suspect a lot of people listening know you personally, have gotten to know you over the years, probably know that I think we could still call you a new dad. It's been about a year or so now?
Yeah, it's been almost 10 months. Mm-hmm. Quinn, baby Quinn was born in October 8th of last year. And yeah, it's been, I have to say the silver lining in all of this is by this time of the year, I would probably have traveled 15 or so weeks of the year. And mm-hmm. so I have not traveled since February. Which the silver lining there is I've been able to spend all these moments with Quinn and see all these first and really get that time in. So that's been real special.
That's great. That's really great. Well, that's good. Well, Joe, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us today. Hopefully you've been listening to the AmvaCast as we've been rolling out in recent weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been great. And hats off to Amva. I know that, you're trying to do everything you can to stay engaged and like a lot of your partner organizations as well. And you've done a great job with that. And the AmvaCast is just another example of that. So congratulations on this and all your efforts moving forward to try and to deal with this new normal.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of you to say. Maybe one of the things we'll need to do is get everybody on Zoom with their scrambled eggs, bacon, and potatoes. get some salt around the rim of the glass.
Absolutely, we'll have to do that. I have to say, you know, Velva. Everybody always asks me about Velva. I have to give an update on Velva. She is doing fantastic. I talk to her about once every couple of weeks, and she's in good health. She's in good spirits. She's surrounded by family and actually she's calling me to get phone numbers of people that she knows that I know so she can check on them. So it's just classic Velva and she's doing great.
That's fantastic. What a wonderful U-Haul family you've become a part of out there. That's just great. And I know everyone is glad to hear that about Velva and her family and the kids.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks again. I hope it is not too long that we see each other in person and can share that time. I want to thank our producer, Claire Jeffrey, and I want to thank all of you for listening to another episode of the AmvaCast. Stay well, and we'll see you all soon.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us for AmvaCast, hosted by Ian Grossman, produced by Claire Jeffrey, music by Gibson Arthur. This episode has been brought to you by Entrust Data Card. Visit us at amvacast.podbean.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify.